Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to break down Barack Obama openly announcing they're coming for the guns.
It's only sensible and reasonable to have them in. NORTHCOM, the Army's only going to be helping. I mean,
in Illinois, they're using the National Guard to do door-to-door gun sweeps.
I mean, that's a freedom, isn't it? I mean, if you're against handing in your guns, you work for the KGB.
Yeah, I got people on my message board saying I'm basically KGB because I'm not for all this. One week I work for Al-Qaeda, the next week Iran, next week KGB, just delusional idiots. We're taking your calls in this hour, the next hour. I was on Russia today, hence the KGB comment. We're going to play that. Ralph Nader's being called a racist because he's against Barack Obama, saying Barack Obama's going to give us more of the same. Being hailed, the liberal sites are just decrying his evil. So we'll go over all of that today, and he's announcing who a lot of his cabinet's going to probably be, and boy, it looks worse than I even thought. I mean, just hold on to your hat here. Hold on to your wallet and your guns. And there are huge layoffs of government employees everywhere as the government increases taxes. Everything is going to be about sucking the cash out for the banks. The economy's going to implode, even the government jobs. Just enjoy yourselves. Chris in Alaska, you're on the air.
Guess what, Alex? I am so glad to speak to you.
Well, welcome.
And I can only hear you through my phone, and it's very low. And I tell
okay,
you,
well,
Alex,
Hold on. We'll turn the phone system up for you. Go ahead.
It's okay. I can still hear you.
But let's just go ahead and talk now. Go ahead.
Let's talk. Alex, I commend you, first of all, because you and I both, I of my own self, have been preaching and teaching and telling each and every individual I've ever met for the last 15 years. Now, mind you, I'm 41. I knew when I was 19, when my mother said, well, Chris, be an attorney. And I said, Mom, you don't understand. To be an attorney is just to fight under their law. They write the law. How can you fight when the individuals you're fighting against write the rules? Well, Alex, you have done everything that anyone can do. And guess what? You and I both have been doing the same thing. We keep talking to individuals that don't want to listen. However, today is the day, and we know, and you and I both know, that we have a small gathering of at least 2 or 3 million, if not 10 million around the planet.
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
Amen. And the power of our spoken word. Now, mind you, you and I both know what we really want to do, but we can't do it. And so, therefore, instead of pulling out what should be pulled out, we need to pull out our mouth.
Well, the good news is, and I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to take the calls quicker today. The good news is, the people are waking up exponentially. Monday night, Tuesday night, they were saying projected 80-something% turnout. And then it was some subgroups of the population you did have close to 80% turnout. The total turnout was only about 64%. You can go pull these numbers up. Just Google voter turnout 2008. So Obama only got about, 37-38% of the vote. McCain, like 32% or something. So, and most of those people know, they're just hoping for change. So, again, that 9% approval rating for Congress, that's really the proof there that people know stuff is rotten in the state of Denmark. So, people aren't suckered. We'll be right back with more calls.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. Already Thursday, the 6th day of November 2008. Your response to election 2008, the stock market plunging today, the secret crisis that the government says they know exactly what it is, but they won't tell us, that we're hurtling towards in late January. We are discussing it all, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly now, so that means have your questions, your comments ready, because I want to move on to the next person so everybody gets a chance to be on air at 1-800-259-9231. Kevin in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, YouTube and other videos out there of you being a reptilian shapeshifter, and it shows your eyes with a cat-like slant. Do you know what happened to them and where they're at? You know, because all of a sudden they're not on there no more. And personally, I think you're a government-controlled piece of trash.
Is this a joke?
No, this ain't a joke. I know exactly who you are and what you are, and you're trash. All you are is a blowhard, and all you do is promote fear and propaganda. You go on Fox and CNN, you get caught and held by the Bilderbergs and all this other crap. You get access to the boat.
Put him on hold. Sir, you're getting into the edge of some rough language there. You are welcome to talk bad about me right now. but let's just try to be congenial here. So, and I need to try to be congenial too. I can get angry too. Number one, I've only been on CNN a few times, and they tried to ask me back, and then they've been told by their higher-ups, and I told the story. This was A.J. Hammer's producer told me that the higher-ups above programming called and said, no more Alex Jones. And that's on record going back to 2006. I have been attacked by CNN. I have been attacked by the History Channel viciously. I do get on some foreign TV, and that's a good thing. But generally, let's say I'll go on BBC Radio, it'll be 5-1. The host is against me with 3 or 4 guests attacking me. Number one, I've laughed about those and even talked about them on air. What happened? That's weird. My feed was just cutting out. Whenever I am here in the studio, and there's 2 lights shining on me, in front of me, on the ceiling. Not that we light things very well. We're doing better at the new studio we're building. I will look up to the ceiling, and there are 2 lights there. And so what that does is, if you blow those videos up or photos up of anybody in a studio where there's the 2-point lighting in the front and one in the back, so it's 3-point lighting, you can go take RTF. You'll learn about it. It's real basic. Or even online, they have on YouTube and stuff, free lighting classes. I should probably take 1 or 2. But the point is, to refresh myself, my memory, you will have 2 lights shining, you know, as a reflection on your eyes. And, you know, I really can't even respond to all of this. I'm a KGB agent. I'm a Scientologist. I'm a Vatican assassin. I'm a Zionist agent. What else is there? I'm a transvestite. Let me think of the other ones. I'm a Neanderthal. I'm not joking about that. That, you know, they say that I say that. And it's just silliness, sir. It's silliness. And it's all part of mass mental illness. And I have, I'm not aware that videos on the web have been taken down of me supposedly turning into a shapeshifter. But I guess that's the proof of it. I mean, you know, there you have it. But if I am a shapeshifter, aren't I a good shapeshifter? I mean, I'm here exposing all of this stuff. Now, I want to go on to some serious calls, Kevin, but I'm going to let you have a minute or so to finish up. He dropped off. You know, I told you they were preparing for martial law and to use the army in America. I told you that a decade ago, and it's happening now. I told you they'd built FEMA camps. It's now in major newspapers. I told you they were secretly hiring preachers and training them to give sermons to their flock to prepare them to submit to martial law. It's now mainstream news. I told you that they would implode the subprime mortgages and the derivatives to have a vertical integration of the world banking system. And that has now happened, and they are announcing a world government run for and by the banks with carbon taxes and Tobin taxes paid to a select intergroup of banks controlling all the other banks and insurance companies and stock markets of the world. Okay? It's now all happening all over the news. Now, we've been right about thousands of other things. Why? We read the Club of Rome. We read the Council on Foreign Relations. We read government documents, RAND Corporation, British Ministry of Defense, a Federation of American Scientists, MIT documents. I've traveled to universities and libraries. I've interviewed top scientists in every field of nanotech, genetic engineering, robotics, cybernetics. I've interviewed all the major heads of life extension and the transhuman movement and the posthuman movement. I immerse myself in research and study. But I don't put on airs as some super intellectual. I don't talk like this. And so some people, because I don't talk like this, because I have a Texas accent, they have the mindless, small-minded stereotype that I'm, you know, a knuckle-dragging person that rides horses to work. I mean, it's just so stupid, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here covering the reality. And people can laugh at that guy, but there are thousands of people online who believe that I am a 4-trillion-year-old reptilian ruler. It's all part of the mental illness of the public. just because we're able to wake up the mass out there because of my great listeners that are spreading the word, doesn't mean that you can wake somebody up that there's a tyrannical world government. But then they get spun off into the hate the Jews movement, or it's only the Catholics movement, or it's the reptilians, or it's the Scientologists, or it's the... When evil is in all groups and all organizations and all, you know, derivations of the human race, and we need to fight the systems of evil and the thought systems and the philosophy of corruption. And so people are going to attack me, and they're going to say stuff like that. And, I it doesn't even bother me that people make stuff up about me and attack me. It only upsets me because I know we need every awake person to be focused on waking others up instead of acting like fools. So I apologize for spending 5 minutes on that. God help us. That's why I should just get to more calls, because then we get to the good ones. Jason, where are you calling from, Jason?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate everything you're doing, so forget those freaks out there. I was just wanting to ask you, what if, like, Ron Paul did get, like, in or something like that, and what would the world do? They would try to, you know, stop us. They'd probably try to start a war with us if, you know, we weren't.
Yeah, they would. No, the globalists would plunge the economy, probably assassinate him. But that was the whole point, was getting him to run, to educate people, to show people an alternative to the controlled Republicans and controlled Democrats that are really in a one-party dictatorship or identical twins, just in different outfits. And so it's all part of a process.
And being for real than how it is now, you know?
Absolutely. What do you think about the election?
I voted for John McCain. Because guns, and, you know, I'm Christian, but I know it's all, they're both kind of on the same kind of deal, you know. But I just couldn't believe Indiana turned blue. But I guess it's all, they're all on the same.
Well, I believe Barack Obama really did win, and so they didn't have to steal the election for him, but he was the heir apparent. But that's what hype does. That's the bandwagon effect. I appreciate your call. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Joe in PA. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was listening to you this morning, or when you first got on, and all I can tell you is take a deep breath and feel good about yourself, because those people out there that are turning their backs on you now and saying you're this way or that way, people who seek the truth will follow the truth no matter where it goes. And those people,
well, I'm not even worried about a few, you know, Democrats on there suddenly supporting war and tyranny and torture and secret arrest and everything and gun control. It's that I'm just upset by just seeing people get conned is upsetting.
There was another thing I would like to let you know about, too. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this morning on Fox News, it says, could Obama appoint a climate czar? It was
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and they said they want it's for one person to go around and make sure everybody's doing the right thing. And also, there was a person on there. They were talking about the newspapers going out of business because they were all supporting Obama, and they're all going into the online forum. And it kind of scared me because it made me think that when Internet 2 comes along and it's so expensive.
That's
They're doing away with the written word, that people are going to get dumbed down even more.
That's right. No, I have thought those very thoughts and meant to make that point many times on air. That's why the broadsheet, even if it's 3 or 4 pages, literally, you know, at a local print shop with a few sponsors, we need to support alternative, rags, as they're called, everywhere. And that is so effective. People love newspapers, and they're always going to, you know, pass them on, keep them longer. I don't care if it's a one sheet of paper with print on the front and the back, you know, with basic info. That is what turned this country around in the 1770s. And so we can do it again, my friend.
As far as I'm concerned, I voted my conscience. I voted for Ralph Nader because I don't like either McCain or Obama. And we're going to have to fight the good fight.
But now the Democrats are saying,
Ralph Nader's a right-wing fascist racist. You're not allowed to not love the new Lord.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Days are long and filled with pain.
But
unless you're me, I like the bright days. I climb out on a rock and sun myself.
Because
I'm a reptoid. There's these videos online. They're hilarious.
Whoever did them gave me a lot of pleasure. And it was an interview like 5, 6 years ago. Kevin Moose interviewed me out in the hill country. While he's asking the question, you know, I'm standing there. And I kind of tilt my jaw up a little bit and lick my lips. And licking your lips is a sure sign of being a reptoid ruler. And so they say, look at this video of Jones caught sunning. But then I thought it was a joke. These people really believe it. Oh, God, help me. Maybe I should just not care anymore and just laugh about it all. About 10 minutes ago, for those who just joined us, a guy called in and said I was a reptoid or something. I'm thinking back to that one video. Oh, my gosh. Who's up next here, John? Brooks in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. It's more of a question. I've been sharing a lot of information about the whole FEMA deal and the underlying things they're doing, and a lot of stuff about the concentration camps that I found out not only through InfoWars but from different videos and pictures I've seen.
We can go to army.mil. And they'll tell you where they're all at. You can go see them right now.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I've actually looked at that, and I've been sharing it with a bunch of my friends. But what I was going to tell you and kind of ask you also is one of my friends was on the phone yesterday for about an hour and a half talking about it to another buddy who's out of state. And our other buddy has a BlackBerry phone. I also know a lot of the stuff about those, how they're kind of used for corruptness. And about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning last night, both of my buddies that were on the phone, one of them who was with me, so I'm 100% sure it's not a lie, got a phone call at about 3:15 in the morning that was from FEMA. And they hung up on this end of the line, so we called it back. We didn't know what the number was. We called it back, and it obviously said it was the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And then the other guy called us about 3 a.m., the other guy that he had been talking to earlier on the phone, and said that he had just gotten the same call, and they had been asking him, they asked him his full name, they said, is this your name, is this your social security number, is this your address, they had all of his information, and I was wondering what that might mean.
No, I believe that, in fact, we've got that in some previous documents. They have computers listening to everything, every email, every call, everything's recorded, and now they want the public to know, in fact, it's all over mainstream news today, they're listening to everything. Including your phone sex. You know, they do that to humiliate you, to demoralize you. Now they're ready to intimidate. Now they're ready to go ahead and tell the slave public, yes, it's tyranny. Yes, the army's standing by. Yes, we're listening to you. So they have computers listening. And then, and I've seen similar things happen. I mean, I get it all the time. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family from government numbers. We're watching you. You know, again, it's scum. They have these paid off people. They pay the Army a lot of hundreds of thousands extra separate, just corrupt cash. I mean, I'm talking Army sergeants, you name it, to do this. And they have private corporations that are doing it. They also hire phone banks out of country to do it. And yeah, there's a huge whisper campaign going on. I mean, I don't know about your particular case, and I don't know if that's true or real. But I do know that they do lots of harassment and lots of calls now to go ahead and create panic and fear. Because they're getting ready to take all the bank accounts, the pension funds, everything, and they want everybody scared. No, the answer is resisting speaking out and saying, you know, in fact, a lot of times when I call friends and people, you know, I'm on the phone going, okay, NSA, I'm calling my grandma. Or when I call different people that work for me, I'll go, hey, Watson, you want to say good morning to the NSA and GSGQ? Yep, good morning. All right, guys, you know, how does it feel working for the criminal system? You know, we like it. You know, go ahead, criminals. We know you're dirtbag murdering criminals. Child molester, drug dealing scum. We know you're here to destroy liberty and freedom. We know you're tyrants, and we're right out in the open exposing you. And you're okay. So I mean, that's the end of it.
Yeah. So that's what we were saying. Though me and my friend were sitting here talking. I bet Alex has gotten calls like that. But we're kind of under the radar compared to you. We know that you have a lot.
They're scared of the grassroots, sir. They're scared of individuals. They know there's millions of you. And they want to intimidate you. They want to scare you. And if you give in to the intimidation, like Solzhenitsyn said, they win. Now you have to quadruple your efforts in everything you do. Okay? I appreciate your call. But, again, they've done this in a lot of third world countries, too. It's just they're murdering scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
What you need to do is become truly free and alive. Because freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. You ain't got nothing if you ain't free. You know, I'm not even afraid for my wife and children. It's all in God's hands. I'm not even afraid for myself. I couldn't live like this, do the things I do and operate. I consider myself already dead. And every day is a blessing. It's good to be committed. It's great to be confirmed in my convictions. And to be totally set on my course of resistance to tyranny and lies and bullies and corruption. And you know, people can live in denial. They can live in denial that Barack Obama is a good guy and going to change things. They can live in denial that George Bush is a good conservative and isn't a murdering terrorist front man visited daily by gay porn stars. You can do whatever you want. I know the facts. On the subject of FEMA camps and concentration camps, it is declassified. Let me again, for those, because everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off, rumor mongering. Now, let's just let the rumors in. I can give you a lot more history about continuity of government and secret FEMA camps and plans in the 50s and 60s and 70s, but they really got going in the 80s. And they went in the 80s and 90s. It didn't matter who was president. They expanded each president, building up to where we are now, starting in 84 with Rex 84. Rex to make the executive king, to make the bankers king, to make tyranny king. And they reopened the Manazar prison camp where Japanese were held, the families. They reopened hundreds of World War II camps. They went in, repainted them, put in new power, new lines, new mess halls, and they just sit there. And then in 1997, they declassified the 1986 secret concentration camp program called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Now, that's the issue, is that for 11 years, they kept 12 camps secret. And when they declassified it in 97, they said, this has worked wonderfully. We're now going to double it to 24. They have people in them. They could keep 12 giant army-run federal prisons secret, filled with people. They now take state prisoners, and it's secret. How do they do it? They tell the people, you've got a 15-year sentence, a 20-year sentence. We will contractually cut that in half if you agree to not tell your family where you are, not accept visits, and go to this work camp. So we'll cut it from 15 years to 8 years, or we'll cut it from 20 years to 10 years. And then they send them there, tens of thousands of federal prisoners in secret camps for 10 years kept secret. And so this radio show and other radio shows would have army people running them, call us. I'd have people show up with their hands shaking from San Antonio going, look at this. I was there to do, electrical work, or I was there to put in stuff in the mess hall. There's people in that army base. It's a camp. And it all just rumors. Well, then it came out and they admitted it. In fact, people don't believe me. Let me just Google it right now. You'll be on the army website. We reprinted just the two pages from the army with the phone number. Off the army website, you can call. They'll tell you all about the wonderful camp. Let me see. Civilian labor. Let's see. My memory is, I have to repeat something fast in my mind to bring it up. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Okay, here we go, folks. Civilian inmate labor camp program, Wikipedia. Civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil/USAPA/EPUPS/PDF/R21_35.PDF. But you can just Google civilian inmate labor camp program. There are 17,900 results for this. Now, they list in here the 24 camps now. And they mention a lot of it's still secret, so we don't know how many. And this is only one program. This is used, and they admit, as a training program to prepare Army personnel and to normalize Army troops being over civilian inmate labor and state labor. And they're brought in and they live there at the camps. Now, remember, they've tried to pass laws in Rhode Island. We wrote articles about this if you want to pull it up. In Rhode Island, they passed laws. They tried to pass laws in Oregon. Now, they've federally already done this now, saying if you're caught downloading music illegally, if you block a road in a protest, if you are arrested for any reason under any misdemeanor, remember Senator Menace's bill? Go read it for yourself. My memory can't pull up the exact bill number from 5 years ago. It'll pop in my head in a minute, but you can go find it. In fact, I'll just do that for you in a minute, too. The point is they kept this secret for 10 years, and it's Anniston, and it's Red River, and now there's all these YouTube videos. People listen to the show, listeners, and they, it's all over YouTube. And see, now it's kind of so passe. I mean, I've known about this for so long, and some of our listeners, I kind of don't even focus on it anymore. I should be, because now it's all coming out. Now it's really hot. And they go out there with their video cameras, but they do it at night. They're hiding in the bushes. Helicopters are flying around. You see guard shacks, and they say, "We're here off Interstate such and such. This is the such and such camp in Maryland." Oh, my God, there's people coming, you know, and then they go home, and the police are at their house the next day. I mean, you know, this is the new America. There's a giant shadow government of just absolute murderers. They've corrupted the military in Iraq. The military is coming home and killing their sergeants, killing their captains, murdering their wives, drug dealing, killing. Because they're psychos. I mean, they sit on the side of the road shooting families up, murdering people, murdering dogs, raping children, killing whole families for fun. Well, they are becoming our police, and they're killing their own officers. And there's a bunch of news about that today. It's just all breaking down. They're bringing back the battle hard brigades. They're going to have an Iraq pull down, about 100,000 troops. It's true. And they're saying they're bringing the best units, the best brigades back for the United States. Do you understand? We are to be occupied like Iraq. That's why they're having the Homeland Security train every police department for IEDs on roads. And once they start the martial law, the feds are going to kill local cops to get them to, quote, fight the imaginary terrorists. And then when cops go out trying to arrest people to take them to FEMA camps, one out of 50 is going to resist, and then they'll say, see, it's real. People are shooting back. There's terrorists. This is all psychological warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll tell the cops, hey, you want 50 grand? Go kill these people. And a lot of the cops will say no, and they'll say, fine. Mark them down to be shot in the head later during the next phase. I mean, they're not playing games. Our criminal, degenerate government has done what they're doing in hundreds of countries. You understand that? It's not your government. So, now this is separate from the Houston Chronicle and Newsmax and everybody reporting on the six waves every year since 9/11. So they've been doing it every fiscal year after, so it's 6 years, not seven, of funding camps. They build 3 1-million-man camps every year. And they've successfully done that each year, and they list the purchase orders and who got the contract in the Congressional Budget Office. It's all online. And they list the camps and where they built them. And they're just sitting there waiting for you and your family. Okay? And they've done psych tests on the troops and the cops, and they know which cops like to pull people's teeth out with pliers. They know what cops like to rape children. They know what cops like to shoot kids up with mercury shots. They know. All they need is about 10% of the population to go along with it, to sit around with pot bellies and black uniforms, feeling powerful, feeling tough, raping the country into oblivion. I'm not joking around. I told you they'd announce world banking and a one world currency. I told you everything they do. I'm telling you what's coming next, okay? And a lot of you are too cowardly to admit when I'm saying it's true, so you'll just say it's fear-mongering. Hey, fine. Whatever, man. You try being in my shoes. You try being in love with life and in love with creation and in love with all the beauty around me. I was reading about sea otters last night. They're so neat. But I have to do this for my species, and I have to have the courage. And so, you know what, cowards? Go ahead. I guess when all this next phase unfolds, you'll still be emailing me if there's even an email anymore. I guess you'll be emailing me telling me I'm fear-mongering. Hell, when I'm in some federal death camp disappeared, you'll probably be urinating on my grave. Good, go ahead. That's why they're moving against us. They know we're a confused, broke-back country of abortion-loving trash. With bought-off fake rapture Christians thinking everything's fine and they don't have any responsibility because they're all going to heaven next week on a golden rope, a golden ejection seat, and the mindless liberals in love with their new Messiah, Obama. Mainline Republicans are ready to turn their guns in. As long as we just kill some brown people, that's all they care about. Kill, 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 kill Iranians. Now, these are the civilian inmate labor camp programs, where they take convicted state and federal slaves who agree contractually. And going back, that's what was in the Rhode Island and the Oregon statute they tried to pass. And the governor of Rhode Island did say, well, the feds, you know, asked me to pass this. Homeland Security came to me. That was in 2003. Same thing in Oregon. And the bills were the same, basically, and it said any misdemeanor, life in prison. But if you sign a contract, 25 years in a, quote, forest labor camp. Now, that was Oregon. In Rhode Island, it just said a manufacturing or labor facility. 25 years for any misdemeanor. And don't you roll your eyes at me. Don't you coward and say I'm making that up. You cops out there who haven't been briefed on this yet, don't you dare say I'm lying. You get up off your butt and you go look at what I'm telling you, and then you decide which side you're on, and you sign your name to it in blood on your soul. Because everything that's coming, those of you who are going to go along with this, I want you to consciously know. And that's my job, is to warn you so you can make the decision on your soul and you can decide who you stand with. You make the decision right now, because I'm telling you the truth on my soul. But you don't just roll your eyes at that. You go look it up. Hundreds of misdemeanors they list, just everything. Marijuana. Life in prison. Download music. Life in prison. Arrested at any protest. Life in prison. Then they say, oh, well, 25 years in a gulag. If these are gulags. And then there was a city councilman in Oregon. He said, my God, they just built a huge camp out by the old army base by the police station. He listed it. He went on NBC News locally. And they went out and said, yeah, there's a camp. What's good for us? I had him on. Remember that? And we have all these cowards sucking their thumbs, picking their noses, you know, slouching around, living in denial about all of this. And I got all this Barack Obama and police state news and everything else. It's just so sick. And again, folks, I know there's good people everywhere, but then I just start thinking about all the scum and the weak-minded people. And I think, man, why don't you just get out of here? Why don't you just get out of here? Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. But I know there's nowhere to go. There is nowhere to go, and I've got to keep my media presence. That gives me safety. Just disappearing, they'll guaranteed send some squad after me. They've already promised me, we're going to get you, and we're going to torture you a long time, and you're going to break, and then we're going to kill you. Well, you know what? You just wait till what your masters do to you, you trash. You think you're tough being the bullies. You think you've got power because the dark side is who you work for. You just go right ahead then, all you cowards. I'll tell you again, civilian inmate labor camp program. Don't roll your eyes. Write it down and Google it. That's separate from the giant camps they built, and it's even in the public funding, and you can't. And then our own movement doesn't know how to go do real research or write real articles about it or cover it properly. Oh, God. People love rumors and garbage, and they love space aliens and chupacabras and all the stuff that's a bunch of baloney instead of all the incredible stuff right in front of us. I got quite a bit of family in the military, folks, and they won't even talk to me anymore at family events. They just say, look, I know what you're talking about, and I can't talk to you. Yes, I know, but basically I've chosen sides. They think it's the safe course. You're going to go to hell. But even if you don't believe in God, understand you are going to pay for everything you've done in this life. In this life. Now, I've taken a lot of calls so far, but not as many as I wanted to. Who's up next here? Rusty in Iowa, and then we'll come back and go to everybody else. Stay with me. Go ahead, Rusty.
Oh, hey, first-time caller. I've been listening for a few months. I just want to let you know that I respect what you do. You're a very brave person for speaking your mind like that.
I'm not brave. It would be insane not to fight a murdering gang of criminals coming for you.
You're actually very correct there. I just wanted to let you know that I live in the Midwest, and a lot of people that I know do live in denial. That phrase, ignorance is bliss, that's very true. People want to sit and live their lives and not think about what goes on around the world, and, you know, it's pretty sad. I will agree with you there. I just wanted to let somebody know that, you know, not all of us, and you said this before, not all of us are living in denial. It's just very overwhelming to think about what you can do. So basically my question was to you, is like a normal person like me that doesn't have a lot of means, what can I do besides, you know, try to tell people
what's
going on?
You can go buy a used copier or go into the cheapest print house you can and have simple websites, messages, warnings on both sides of it, and print up 100 copies of that a week and put them on windshields in different parts of town. That alone is one of the most inexpensive things and one of the most powerful things you can do.
Or doing that, I just needed a direction. You know, I've been thinking.
Call into talk radio. Just do something every day. Start a website. You know, we'll be back and talk about more solutions.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
You know, I try to put a good face on things. I try to have other guests on who understand a piece of the puzzle, who don't realize how serious it is. And I think by not being even more hardcore, I actually do people an injustice. They are moving army brigades in. They are saying it's for the American people. They have told the military to torture people. It is in army field manuals to stage terror attacks. Evil, corruption is openly in U.S. doctrine. The U.S. has fallen. I know what's going on. I understand the New World Order plan. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. It's true. It's real. It's going on. Denial can't change that. They are secretly hiring the preachers, brainwashing them to sell tyranny. That's now mainstream news. How many hundreds of things that we told you years before it comes out? We know. And I'm telling you, they're going to kill you and your family. They are training the FBI and the police and the foreign troops and the fellas to murder us in mass. They are criminals. The foreign bankers are looting us. This is real. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is not a game. They control both parties. And if you keep living in denial, they're going to do it. They've had the CIA buying off mayors and police chiefs for decades with huge buckets of cash. They've bought off the military with cash. They've corrupted everybody. Do you understand? It happened in Rome all the time. It's happening here. People ask me solutions. I don't know what you do when you've got creeping evil like this and a public in denial. I try to fund our operation with sponsors. I try to expand what we're doing. I try to put out more on the internet. I try to tell you how to get active and what to do and how to wake up others. I give people all the documents. I give them all the proof. You just got to dedicate yourselves to this fight. Look what I've done in 13 years since I decided to really take on the New World Order. And I've done it because of you, the listeners, understand many hands make light work of taking action. Speaking of sponsors, I never even plug them anymore. I never even talk about them, and I haven't been doing it all week. And we're going to come back and try to take as many calls as we can next hour. And I got this Barack Obama stuff with Ralph Nader and all the brainwashing and the just all of it. A ton of news, economic news I haven't even covered, and I'm going to. I've got to stop these rants. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up this segment and the next, though. Then we'll cover news, then get back into your calls. Ted has been telling you, you know, gold sold out by most gold dealers in most places, and if you can get it, on average, it's a 30% premium. Ted happens to have high-quality gold at below bullion prices because he buys it when it's low, below what it's selling for right now, and there's no premium on it. So it's just fabulous deals, and a lot of you have checked into that and are now taking action, and that's good. Ted, did you sell out of the Indians?
The Indians, we have just a few of those left. And the Philharmonic that I offered yesterday, they're just completely gone. The Canadian Maple Leafs, one of the easiest coins to get into normally in most market circumstances, are just absolutely tough to get. Those Buffaloes we talked about, I mean, you might as well forget it. At least, you know, until I can find any kind of supply on that at all, I can't make that offer. The one thing that I do have my hands on right now, and I just think that this is an incredible buy, are the $5 gold coins in proof condition. Now, these ones not only are in proof condition that have been issued by the U.S. Mint as collector coins, so they're exempt from that gold confiscation that everybody talks about. There's no way that the United States government can say you have a bullion coin when they sold it as a collector coin to start with. It sold right out of the U.S. Mint. You had to order them at a premium. Right now, I've got them, and they're sitting in holders out of PCGS and NGC as MS-70s. That means they're in a perfect shape. They're absolutely flawless.
You got gold in the certification cases by the international certifier, and you've got it at below bullion prices. Is that what you're telling me, Ted?
Well, in the circumstances in this particular case, this coin carries a little bit of a premium, but it is a
stay there, Ted.
We'll
tell me about all the coins you got when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.